The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat? Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. You know, I read this reading first in Spanish, and then I read it in English, and it talked about mulberry tree. That's the street of this parish. I thought, is there a special grace for parishioners of Old St. Pat's? Maybe not. But there is a good grace anyhow. So about 6 years ago, I had the opportunity of playing a round of golf in San Antonio with a PGA player and his buddy through a mutual acquaintance. And this mutual acquaintance, a friend, said, "Hey, do you remember so-and-so? He's going through a rough moment. And I told him to talk to you. Would you like to talk to him, Father?" And I said, "Of course I would like to talk to him." So we got on a call, I believe it was last Tuesday, and it was what I thought. He's 39, so he's going through his 40-year crisis. Men, when you get to 39, you start your 40-year crisis. I don't know about the women, but I know about the men. So I asked him, "What's up?" And he said, "You know, I've never been close to the church. You know that." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Well, for many reasons. One of them was, one thing that impacted him, for example, was the founder of my order, who was a very evil man." And then I said, "What else?" "It's nothing new." And he said, "Well, when I was a kid, I was in a Catholic school, and that priest had two families." And then, "What else?" And he said, "Well, there have been at least 10 or 15 players who have come to me recently, players and friends, telling me, 'You need to surrender.' And my 6-year-old kid, who's in a Catholic school," what an irony, right, "is telling me, 'Dad, can you teach me how to read the Bible?' So, Father, my main thing is," of course, I'm making the story a little shorter, but he said, "is, what is surrender? What is surrender?" And I thought that today's gospel is perfect, because you can't talk about surrender if you don't answer the question, what is faith? What is it to have faith? If you take a flight and you sit by a Muslim and he says, what is it for you, Catholic, to have faith? What does it entail? How do you acquire it? And how do you increase it? Because the gospel just started, right? Increase our faith, Lord. Well, many times, a good way to know what something is by first starting with what it's not. So what is faith not? It's not human optimism that things will turn out the way my heart desires, because you know that our hearts are stony hearts. And I'm sure we have all prayed for things that, thank God, he didn't give us. Because now we see that would have been very bad to get that. For example, oh, I'm going out with that guy. Lord, may he love me. And then you figure out he's a jerk. You say, thank you for not answering my prayers. Or that job. So that's one thing that faith isn't. It's not a crutch or like a cane that I use sort of a la Karl Marx, the opium of the people. So when I don't have answers to my pains and wounds, I just kind of resort to Jesus, and he's the consolation of the weak, as somebody would say. Nietzsche. It's not that either. Or faith is not that either. And faith is not contrary to reason. You guys know that. It doesn't oppose reason. It is higher than reason. It gives us a special vision that our minds and our philosophical and scientific minds cannot get to. So these are things that faith is not. So let me kind of refer now to spiritual experiences. Not the definition of the catechism necessarily. You can look that one up. What is faith? It is the conviction that I don't know what's good for me, and someone, all loving and all wise, does. He does. St. Paul said, we don't know how to ask for the things that truly matter, the one true thing. And we ask for things that are so vain and not uplifting. I continue with the reading, and I surrender to his will, trusting fully with faith and hope that his plans are always better than mine. Think about it. There's something that's called connaturality with God. What does that mean? It's when we think like him, when we've spent enough time with him where you can say, like Paul said, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. From 0 to 100, rate yourself. What's the grade that you give to yourself as far as connaturality? I think like him. I have the same sentiments as Jesus. I ask for the things he asks. I see people through his eyes. You're saying, Father, I'm nowhere near. But we're on our journey. It's okay. The saints weren't saints before they were. And by coming to Mass and by going deeper than just Sunday Mass, we start having a knack for the things of God, seeing things through his eyes. Just like somebody who, you know, likes black and white TV until he sees color TV and he says, no, that's better. Or at home, I don't know if anybody has talked to you about that, if Father Daniel, but we have a dog, his name is Rico, because he came from Puerto Rico. Well, you know, he's fine with his dog food. And I don't give him people food because then he would reject that dog food. Our palates start tasting the things of God to a point where then sin becomes unattractive and unnecessary. That's where surrender comes in. And that's where faith comes in. What else is faith? Faith, then, is trusting love itself, with a capital L, Jesus, more than myself. It's the St. Faustina, Jesus, I trust in you. It's this, the devotion to the Sacred Heart. I trust that your ways are better than mine, and I need to start making decisions based on reason more than appetites and mere human desires in every aspect of my life. And third and final, faith is to start thinking like God, seeing the world through his eyes, as I had just said. However, we asked another question: how do I increase my faith? Well, I increase my faith by being faithful to the Word with a capital W. Not this one only, but he who lies behind this Word. As Catholics, we're not the religion of the book. We're the religion of the person. Intimate relation with our Lord Jesus Christ. And we try to find him in every reading, Old and New Testament, and have him shed light on my decisions, my daily decisions, so that nobody can go out tomorrow morning on Monday and say, another day, another dollar. No way. Because even work is sanctifying. It can make me holier tomorrow. So, dear friends, to have faith, to have surrender, that's what it's all about. As we go to the second part of our Mass, why not ask Our Lady, who at Cana there said, do what he tells you to do, which is to listen to this Word and make it our own, and then bring it to our friends, to our jobs, to our family, and to all the people we meet. Amen.